Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. This is a very special edition of Scuba Radio today. You have tuned into the Scuba Radio Christmas Crap Extravaganza. Yeah, and I apologize in advance. You know, I've been saying that a lot lately. But today it's more apropos for sure. Now, later on, we are planning to present the world premiere of our Scuba Radio Christmas play for 2014. You've been warned, and I'll leave it at that. However, we got a lot of festive things to cover on today's edition of the big show. And here's something quite unique. I don't know if we've even done this ever before in the history of our show, which has almost been on the air for 18 years now, by the way. I don't think we've ever done a live broadcast from a penguin exhibit. And what better time to do that than at Christmas time, right? So my buddy Mike Ainge has hooked me up with the folks there at Moody Gardens. And we'll get more information about the facility here in just a bit. But I have Caitlin literally right now as we speak underwater in a Mark V diving suit. And she's surrounded by swimming penguins, rocks, and all kinds of crazy stuff, and waving at the people on the other side of the glass at the Moody Gardens Penguin Exhibit Aquarium. So we're going to go live under the water right now. So, Caitlin, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you?
Hi, Greg. Thanks for having me on the air. I'm here at the bottom of the Penguin Exhibit in Moody Gardens.
Well, that sounds pretty cool. But, you know, why are you using a Mark V diving outfit? I mean, I guess budgets are kind of tight and they got you in old gear there at the aquarium or what? What's going on?
Being able to dive in a piece of history is kind of awesome.
Well, yeah, diving history like that is awesome. It's on my list of things to do. Maybe sometime I'll get to mark that off the list. But what's going on around you as we speak as you're diving this Mark V helmet and you're in this aquarium at Moody Gardens? What is around you? What do you see?
What's going on around me right now is my safety diver is walking around a bunch of rocks. There's people looking at the glass. There's tons of penguins swimming around everywhere.
Well, nice. Okay, so what do these penguins think of you in this Mark V helmet swimming around underwater with them? Are you a rock? Are you something they can play with or what?
Right now, while I'm swimming around playing with the bubbles coming off the Mark V.
Now, it sounds kind of cool. Is it as fun as it sounds or what?
Well, I think this is awesome.
Yeah, I bet.
This is one of my favorite things.
Well, I can understand that. Well, I'll tell you what, finish up your dive, and why don't you get up top, and we'll get you on a regular mic so we can understand you a little better and talk about what you're really doing there at Moody Gardens.
Thanks, Greg. I will talk to you topside.
All right, that sounds good. And in the meantime, we will connect via phone to some of her topside tenders. Well, I don't know if they're doing that, or maybe they're working with the penguins there at Moody Gardens, but we have Hector on Scuba Radio via phone right now. Hector, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. So are you tendering there for Caitlin, or are you, I don't know, tendering penguins? I don't know what the proper adjective working with penguins would be, but I guess you're doing a little of both today. Is that right?
Well, I'm doing a little of both, but mostly I'm just around to keep the penguins out of the way of the tenders as they're working. So I'm what you would call a penguin wrangler for
okay.
today.
Penguin wrangler. It sounds like a fun gig. I've seen videos of penguins interacting with divers because they seem to be, I don't know, I've seen them act like they're very curious with diving activities like seals and sea lions. Is that what you guys experience in the aquarium there or not so much?
We do experience that a lot, actually. Our Gentoo penguins will actually, when we're doing cleaning dives, will come down and start tugging on the divers' fins, on their arms, and it actually feels like another diver trying to get your attention. So when you actually turn around and look to see if it's your dive buddy, it's actually a penguin just hovering about a foot out of your visual range going, I just wanted to see what you do, and then I'd swim away and do it again.
Yes, they're just messing with you. They're punking you. You're in their environment, and they're going to have fun at your expense, I guess.
That's the deal.
Yeah.
In their world, their rules.
Nice. Now, how many penguins are underwater there at Moody Gardens in this particular habitat where Kaylin was diving?
We have 85 birds in our collection. So we have our king penguins, our gentoos, our chinstraps, rockhoppers, and macaronis.
Those are obviously different species of penguins. And the king penguins, I know, are the biggest, I believe. Am I right?
Actually, they're the second tallest birds.
What?
The emperors are actually the biggest.
I'm taking my copy of Happy Feet back to the video store now. So there's a bigger penguin species than the king penguin, which is what?
The emperors.
The emperors, okay. And you have a few of those as well?
No, we do not have emperors on display.
Okay. So you have these penguins, and the diver gets in there and interacts with the people on the other side of the glass and dives, or kind of interacts with the penguins a little bit, or works with feeding or cleaning of the tank or a little bit of everything, or what?
Mostly we do a lot of the cleaning. We're not interacting with the public too much, since when we're in, it's a working dive, and also it's 55-degree water, so our goal is to get in, get the job done, get out, and hit the warm showers.
Yes, I'm hip. That is cold water. That is very cold water.
Yep, it is very cold water.
Is Kaylin up from her dive yet or what?
Yes, Kaylin is up out of her dive, and she's right here.
Okay, well, let's talk to her. She was just in the water on a Mark V, in a Mark V diving suit, helmet, the whole spiel, and now she's up from the penguin dive, and I guess she's probably dripping wet. I don't know. Kaylin, are you there now?
I sure am.
All right. Well, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good. Warmer now, I guess.
Yes, much warmer.
So, you know, you're diving with these penguins. I mean, it sounded like it was a lot of fun. So have you done this a lot of times, or you just do this periodically, or what?
Well, this is actually only my second time in the aquarium here. I was in earlier, less than a month ago, to help them clean out. But other than that, this is my first time in there, and I love it.
Yeah? So what do you do exactly there at the aquarium? I think I was told, are you the marine biologist that works with them a little bit too, or
no,
what?
Actually, what I am is I'm a marine biology student at Texas A&M at Galveston.
Mm-hmm.
And we were here offered, the Mark V is through our dive program there. And so when you guys came up and offered us this opportunity to dive a Mark V in a penguin exhibit, I was asked to do this because I'm the one who wants to work with penguins. So for me, this was absolutely amazing.
It was a win-win. You got penguins and you got to dive a Mark V.
Yes, so, my two favorite things to do.
Now, what is your dive certification level there, Kaylin?
Yes.
What do you do?
I'm all the way up to a scientific diver.
Wow. So you're hardcore. You got the skills. And how does diving a Mark V helmet like that compare to just doing regular open circuit scuba in your eyes?
Well, for me, I mean, it's a lot of fun, but it's super heavy. There's about 600 pounds of weight on you versus just having about 14 pounds.
Well, that's fairly intense. And I've seen pictures. You look like a fairly, frail, or not frail. I mean, but you're a sporty woman, so you could handle it. But you had some tenders helping you out, I guess.
Yes. The tenders were a big help.
Yeah. Do you feel a little claustrophobic, though, in that big helmet-type dive suit, or what?
Yes, definitely when they put it on and we're still at the surface.
Yeah. Now, you guys are diving this old classic dive gear just for the, I don't know, aesthetics of it for the folks there at the aquarium that are seeing you in the water, or what?
Yeah, that's a big part of it. It's also a really good learning experience for us who are divers to see how much the evolution of diving has changed.
So are you going to say that, hey, you know, this equipment they used back in the day really sucks and I'm glad I'm here today and as opposed to then as a diver, or what?
I mean, I think it's really cool, but, I mean, what we have now is a lot easier to get in and out, and we're definitely a lot able to dive in a lot of places because of it, because we're not so tied up to the surface.
Yes. Now, what about diving with those penguins? How would you describe that as far as for someone who's never dove with penguins before? Are they like sea lions and those kind of things, like, you know, what Hector was telling me? They're kind of curious, or what?
They definitely are. They were having a lot of fun playing with my bubbles that were coming off of the suit. But it was just amazing because they're like fish, but they're so fast and so entertaining and everything, especially the chin straps.
I bet. Okay, so what about this Texas A&M dive program? How can people be a part of that? Just go to the school and sign up, or what?
Yes, all you need to do is, of course, attend in Texas A&M at Galveston, and then any one of the scuba classes will take you in. And that's just like the first progress for it. And it's amazing because we just now have an undergrad degree in technical and scientific diving.
Well, there you go. There's something that I got to add to my list. And then if there's someone listening who wants to go to school for marine biology, do that kind of thing, now they know how to do this and go dive with penguins in a Mark V. Pretty cool stuff for the holidays for sure. All right. Well, Caitlin, thank you so much. And you enjoy yourself. We'll talk again soon. We're going to do this more often, I think. Maybe we'll have to come out there and dive with you next time, okay?
All right. Sounds good to me.
Yeah. How cool is that? Diving with penguins. And at this time of year, you almost feel like you're, you know, in the North Pole or South Pole or wherever those penguins are hanging. All right. Look, we're heading to the UK next with our correspondent, Roz. Plus, the Scuba Radio Christmas Craft Extravaganza play is literally minutes away. So stick around. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Let us eat, drink, and be merry.
Merry Christmas, baby. You sure you treat me nice. And I feel just like
this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. This is our Scuba Radio Christmas Crap Extravaganza show. Hour two, we have our Christmas play that we're going to do with the Scuba Radio players. You're going to want to stick around for that. If nothing else, I mean, it's kind of like a car wreck that you have to slow down and take a look at kind of thing. But it's definitely something that people will be talking about for weeks. And probably asking the question why. But you're gonna want to stick around for that for sure. Look, you know, we got a lot to cover before we get to that. And I got Roz from the UK on the line via the web right now with us. Roz, Merry Christmas to you, and welcome to Scuba Radio once again. How are you?
Happy New Year to you too, Greg.
Yes.
I'm fine. I'm in good form. You sound as though you've been tackling the mince pies with a bit too much brandy butter.
Okay, I think that means that I probably sound a little under the weather, I'm guessing. I'm just going to go with that because I have no idea what the heck you just said. But you know, whatever. Yeah, I'm a little bit under the weather. I've been working so hard this week getting the Scuba Radio Christmas play ready, and I'm starting to lose my voice just a tad there. But that's okay. That's just part of the whole holiday experience. Right, Roz? You can relate.
I can relate. So not too much set building, I guess, and not too much costume building.
Yes. Well, not so much for radio, but you'd be surprised. We take pictures. The crew dresses up for the occasion, and you know, we paint a mental picture, but trust me, it's not far from the truth when you hear this Christmas play in hour two. It's definitely going to make you wonder what we've been drinking. And rumor has it that it has moonshine. Do they have moonshine over there in the UK, by the way? Do you even know what I mean when I say moonshine or what?
It's illicit liquor.
You know, okay, so we have that in common. And so, yeah, there's been some moonshine.
But no, we don't.
Cited around the Scuba Radio studio.
We do have homebrew.
You have what?
Homebrew.
Okay, well, the same thing.
Which is homemade beer.
Okay, homemade beer. Okay, well, it doesn't have quite the kick as this shine does. Well, I don't know. We'll compare booze and bring the two worlds together here for another day. Let's talk about what you saw at DEMA, and maybe it'll give some people some ideas of what they can give the diver on their list this year for the shopping season.
Greg, was Toy City there.
It was, wasn't it?
I saw some really nice stuff from Fourth Element. You know about ghost fishing, don't you?
I know about ghost fishing, which is basically these nets that have been abandoned. And
yes.
And these nets, they call them ghost nets, are floating through the ocean and catching marine life and killing it. It's just a tragic tale for sure. But Fourth Element has taken these ghost nets and actually turned them into some kind of fabric and made clothes out of them. That is kind of nutty.
Yes, they have.
Yeah. I went by their booth and I saw some of the designs that they had on display at the DEMA show. I was impressed. That was pretty cool stuff that they did. I have no idea, you know, if women are really going to go for the idea of wearing stinky fishnet clothes. But hey, fishnet stockings, ghost net material, maybe there's something there, you think?
Kind of been through a manufacturing process, so it's nice and clean now. But it's pretty gorgeous stuff. And you've got some, you know, you've got Daniel Craig swim shorts, and you've got some swimming costumes, and the rash guards are beautiful.
Okay, now wait a minute. Those were Daniel Craig swim shorts I saw? I thought those were women's shorts, but that's just a James Bond thing that he wears, huh?
Yeah, it's the James Bond thing that he wears.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, and Sylvia Earle saw them and thought it was a nice idea.
She liked the idea of Daniel Craig in swim shorts, or like the Fourth Element clothes, or both?
Go on, Greg. You work it out. I'll give you a minute.
That'll take too long. All right. So anyway. All right. So yeah, they had a nice little display at DEMA. That was good stuff for sure. So you picked up maybe, you know, a suit for yourself or some other things or what?
Not yet, because it's launching on World Earth Day next year.
Ah, okay, in April.
So they've just revealed it, but it's not available to anybody until World Earth Day.
I got
in the spring. So very excited. Hopefully Father Christmas will deliver me something in the spring if I'm very lucky.
There you go. A little delayed delivery on some stuff for sure. Well, was there some other things that you saw at the DEMA show that you want to pick up maybe for the holidays or what?
Oh, well, Apex Aqualung have got some new luggage out.
Yeah.
And they've got an awesome dry bag. It's huge. You can put a lot of kit into it, and it's
Did you say you can put a lot of kittens in it? What?
Sorry, Greg, it's my English accent.
I kind of like that. I've never considered that a measurement for space that you could carry in luggage, but hey, you can fit 26 kittens in this thing. And okay, no, you're talking about your rebreather kit, I guess. Your dive kit?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, your dive kit, but yeah. I like it because I can stick it in the back of my car.
Yeah.
And I'll be able to put my rebreather in it when it's wet from being dived, and it will just drip and drain into this bag. And then when I get home, I can just lift it out. And the bag, it's got this little neat tap at the bottom that you unscrew.
Yeah.
And the water just drains out of it. It's a really quite a nice looking. I reckon that I could quite happily sit in the bag. It's huge.
Yeah. Nice, roomy, and it kind of acts like a cooler. So it has a little cooler valve. So when the ice melts, or in your case, just the water drips off of your rebreather, you just pop the tab there and let it drain out the back of your car or wherever you have it set, right?
Yeah, that'd be handy, because at the moment I stick my Poseidon in the back of my car and it kind of Yeah, it drips a bit everywhere, so it'd be nice to be able to put it in something like this.
Got it. Now, what about the diving right now in your neck of the woods there in the UK, Roz? Do people dive during Christmas time there, yes, around London or what?
Yes, they do. The dive sites, people up Stony Cove, they close at 1 o'clock on Christmas Eve, and then they're closed for Christmas Day and Boxing Day, and then they reopen on the 27th. You don't have Boxing Day, do you?
No. Well, we have Boxing, but I don't know if we have a full entire Boxing Day. But no, I know about Boxing Day because they celebrate this in the Bahamas, I believe. And that's when you guys take a bunch of boxes that you have used for Christmas and box them up or something? No, I don't know. What is it?
It's the day that you traditionally you would say thank you very much to your tradesman and you would give them a Christmas box.
A Christmas box, just an empty box for them to play in, kind of like
Christmas
when we're.
Tip.
Oh, okay. There would be something in the box then, like money or something, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Ah, okay. Yeah. I would think just giving them an empty box, like back when you're a little kid and your parents used to just bring you a box out for Christmas and there'd be nothing in it. But I'm like, oh my gosh, I got my own box finally! Woo! I was easily amused when I was a young child there, Roz, kind of brought up with modest means, but this is a totally different thing, I guess.
This is a totally different thing. it's a day that, and you have Black Friday and Boxing Day over here is the day that traditionally the sales start as well.
Okay, and I think in this case too, Roz might, well, if she was with us right here face to face, she'd probably punch me in honor of Boxing Day. All right, we got more to talk about, including giving the gift of scuba next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and on via the web from the UK, I have my good friend Roz with me right now. And Roz, you'll back me up on this, I'm sure, that you know the holidays, the gift-giving season, the best gift you could possibly get anybody on your list are scuba lessons, right?
Absolutely. I remember a few years ago when I was teaching in Portsmouth, and I came back after Christmas on the 27th of December and taught an open water course to three people who had no clue they'd be sat in my classroom on the 27th. And they all learnt to dive.
How about that?
I remember qualifying them on New Year's Eve, and it was a fantastic class. It was so exciting.
Well, you obviously had to orchestrate that far in advance, but you could easily just go into a local dive shop and ask them for a dive class certificate and give this to someone, you know, on Christmas Day, and then they can take it, you know, take the lesson whenever they want. And, you know, it's the perfect gift from the standpoint that the size is always right. You don't got to worry about the color. I mean, it's just the great gift.
Scuba's got the ability to transform your life, to change your life.
It really does.
And seeing things like a magnificent hammerhead cruise past you, just seeing fish underwater, it's a memory that will be seared into your soul forever. And it's just special moments. And no amount of money can take that away from you if you've got pods of dolphins or something come and play with you.
So true. The person that gives you that gift of scuba, you'll thank them for years to come.
It's a bit cheesy, but it's the gift that keeps on giving, Greg.
It does.
Because once you've learnt to dive, you'll never forget it. It's like riding a bike. And it doesn't matter how often you dive, you will still remember that gift that you were given.
So
and you'll use it for the next 20, 30, 40, 60 years.
Absolutely. And right now at scubaradio.com, we have a picture of me wearing my scuba Santa hat and reminding people to give the gift of scuba. You share this on your Facebook, Twitter page, your website, whatever. We have little Scuba Radio minions scouring the web right now looking for some folks that we're going to hook up with prizes from Spare Air, Dive Flag Jewelry, some Allette wallets, the no wallet but wallets that we've talked about on the show before. So get it up there now. and share it accordingly. It's right there on the front page at scubaradio.com. Give the gift of scuba. All right, more coming up on the Scuba Radio Christmas Crap Extravaganza right after a Dan Tip next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 55. On most drift dives, you'll likely be penalized for participating in impromptu games of dive flag football.
You have to respect the sea.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And with us here today, Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. That's some good-looking gear you got there, Nick.
Thanks, Greg. I just got it.
There's nothing like new dive gear, is there?
You gotta love the new toys.
You ever have any trouble choosing yours?
Not really. I follow a few basic guidelines to help keep it simple.
Sounds like something our listeners might like to hear. Feel like sharing?
Absolutely.
Let's take it back to the beginning. Say you're a new diver. Where would you recommend they start?
I'd start with the core kit, the basics. Most divers start with a mask, fins, and a snorkel. These comprise the very basics, and in many cases, the purchase of these items is required for all of your open water classes.
I found the next thing I wanted after that was my own wetsuit.
And you're not alone. Wetsuits can be a very personal piece of gear, and many divers really want their own. If you're not sure what you'll need, try to pick a versatile option until you know what kind of diving you're going to do most.
By then, you're hooked, and you're ready to go for the whole enchilada.
Hopefully. And it's always fun to watch someone catch the fever.
Now, wait. That's not something you often hear from a doctor.
Even doctors know a good fever when they see it. But if you've got it, you may decide to purchase your own scuba unit, which means you'll need your own regulator, tank, BCD, and a configuration of gauges. Whether you get a computer or stick with analog, you need to make sure you have some way of measuring air supply, depth, and time.
Don't forget a weight system.
If you choose a BCD with integrated weights, you'll just need weights themselves. If it's not integrated, you'll need to choose a weight belt and weights.
I always tell my students it's a good idea to have a dive knife or a tool on you in case you get entangled.
And your students are being advised well. A dive knife or tool should be considered part of the standard dive kit.
What about a dive planner?
Most divers are going to a computer of some kind these days, but even with one, it's a good idea to have a set of tables as a backup. After all, tables don't have batteries that can run out on you. And finally,
you need a logbook to record your dives.
It's like you read my mind. Not only are logbooks proof of your dives, but they become a resource down the road when you're asking yourself, how much weight did I wear on that last one? Or what exposure protection worked on a similar type of dive?
Okay, so now we know what gear to choose. How do we go about choosing it?
Well, there are several things to keep in mind. I think the most important of which is never compromise safety. Now, this doesn't mean you have to purchase the most expensive option available.
No, most gear comes in a wide range of prices.
Right. And most new dive equipment meets safety standards and can provide years of reliable service, provided it's used and cared for correctly. Many of them even offer warranties and service provisions to promote that care.
A handy thing to have, since things like regulators, BCDs, and tanks require regular service.
They sure do. So before you make your choice on any gear, ask a couple of questions on its maintenance. Will you be able to get the gear serviced regularly? Are the parts readily available, not only at home, but in locations where you might travel?
How about how the gear fits?
Comfort is key. Don't let color, cost, or coolness sway your purchase. A lot of gear, like masks, fins, and wetsuits, requires a good fit to be effective. So it's not all about feeling good. A good fit and comfort can also help you gain confidence and stay relaxed. Your gear should become an extension of you when you dive, not a source of aggravation you're constantly fighting.
If you had to choose one piece of advice to divers shopping for their first set of gear, what would it be?
Don't be pressured into purchasing anything if you're not sure about it. Dive gear represents a substantial investment, not to mention the fact that you'll be putting your life in its hands underwater. So don't feel pressured to make a purchase of anything if you're not sure or if you don't feel good about it. Renting is a great way to test gear, and most dealers who offer rental gear rent the same brands they sell. And definitely, don't be afraid to ask questions of dive professionals, of the manufacturer, or even other divers. It's your gear. Make sure it's what you want.
With proper care and maintenance, your gear should be with you a long time. So don't rush when making your choice. Your life will depend on your equipment. So take the time to find the gear that's right for you. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. This is our Scuba Radio Christmas Crap Extravaganza. Now, the good stuff hasn't started yet. That's an hour two where we actually do our Scuba Radio Christmas Crap Extravaganza play. You're going to want to tune in for that. It's quite a mess, but it might entertain you. If not, just have a, you know, an extra cup of eggnog, you'll be good to go. But we're also doing this Give the Gift of Scuba campaign. Now, I have a thing up there at scubaradio.com. I got a picture of myself and my scuba Santa hat, and just a little public service announcement that you should give the gift of scuba. And it's easy to share on Facebook, Twitter, that kind of thing. Just go there, click on the article, and then you can look for the little Facebook icons, Twitter icons, email it to friends, whatever the case may be, posted on your Facebook timeline. And what we're doing is, if you do this, if you share this with your friends and your dive buddies, we actually have some folks, some little minions, Scuba Radio minions, that are going to scour the web and actually find some people that have done this, and we are going to award them handsomely with some really cool dive related prizes, including a spare air from our friends from Spare Air, giving the gift of life, one of those little tank things from Spare Air we got up for grabs. We have our all-at wallets, no wallet, but wallets made out of sailcloth nylon that you can pack a lot of credit cards in them, and you can stuff it in the back pocket of your pants, and it won't bulge like a typical wallet, and it'll put an end to no wallet, but. You didn't know that was such a problem, did you? Well, now you know. And actually, they're pretty cool wallets. I've used them for the last few years. We have those. And we have some dive flag jewelry. And Yvonne is on Scuba Radio with me right now. We actually talked at the DEMA show in Vegas a couple weeks ago. Yvonne, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you?
I'm great, and thank you so much for having me.
No worries. Now, dive flag jewelry. Let's, first of all, we have some of this stuff to give away as part of this little Give the Gift of Scuba campaign, but let's talk about where this came from. What gave you the idea to create this unique line of jewelry for divers?
About 30 years ago, I had a dive flag jewelry business, and it was part of another line that I had of seashore-oriented jewelry. And when I got a real job, over the years, I kind of stopped doing the jewelry, but I decided I wanted to start traveling again, and that gave me an opportunity to go and start visiting dive shops again to sell some jewelry again.
Yeah.
And I decided to pick this line as the pieces that sold, so I thought we'd do it again.
Well, you know, dive flags never go out of style. You know,
they're really attractive.
They are, you know, and I was very impressed with the quality of the jewelry that you were showcasing there at the DEMA show in Vegas. We actually outfitted our Scuba Radio mermaids and some dive flag earrings, and I don't know what it's made out of, but it's like some kind of non-tarnish metal or something. Is
exactly.
that the case? What
yep.
is that?
It's rhodium-plated bronze,
okay.
and the rhodium is a member of the platinum family, so it will never tarnish.
Well, there you go. And honestly, we've had Scuba Radio jewelry in the past, and because it's made out of like sterling silver, this stuff tarnishes up pretty quick. And you
yep.
know, divers are very harsh on everything, including their dive gear, let alone their jewelry.
Let's just say it's the salt air and the salt water. I don't want to blame anyone.
Yes, okay. She's politically correct in that regard. Fair enough. But the thing is, this stuff holds up really nice, and it actually looks, I don't know, there was kind of a neat little sheen to how you had the dive flag covered, embedded into the metal or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it's called a chip inlay. So
yeah.
we actually inlay into the channels in the design simulated red coral and mother of pearl. We don't use the real stuff because we're protecting our reefs, of
right.
course. But
yeah.
it really does look well. It shines. It goes well with the silver.
Nice. Now, this is brand new at the DEMA show. You just started bringing this back to the market. Is that right?
Yep. We're excited to finally have our products ready to go to the market.
Yeah. So you have dive flag earrings. So if
yep.
you have any female divers on your list or guys that prefer to go that angle, hey, they could go to diveflagjewelry.com. And pick up some earrings. But
yep.
you got some, what else do you have? You have like
we
a
have
ring.
We have rings.
Yeah.
And the rings are from size from about 4.5 to about 11.5, so men or women.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have pendants, and we just recently started selling the pendants not only on a chain, but we have it on a nice braided leather cord, which looks probably more like something a guy would like.
Sure, okay.
And then we also have key rings, so those are good for anybody.
And you're just now setting up your distribution across the country, or around the world for that matter, I guess. Am I right?
Pretty much. We had probably 2/3 of our sales at DEMA were for wholesale accounts. So those were for people all across, really, it was around the world.
Yeah. Well, and that's what it is. You know, people go to the DEMA show and they, you know, all the dive store owners decide what they're going to put on their store shelves for the year. And that was one of the products on display. So some of the dive store people saw it and decided, hey, I'll put this out for sale. And so it might show up in your local dive center here in the next few months. But in the meantime, they can go to diveflagjewelry.com. Right, Yvonne?
That's exactly correct, Greg.
And once again, Yvonne has been nice enough to give us a ring or some earrings to give away as part of our Give the Gift of Scuba. And we thank you for that. And happy holidays to you, Yvonne.
Thank you. It's a pleasure, Greg. Thank you very much.
More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook. The evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. And enjoy the great outdoors. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Concern it, Ma. What's going on?
This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. Just one more thing that we will sing. New scuba gear's the best gift this year. Merry, 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 merry Christmas from Scuba, Scuba, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio.
How much more obvious do I got to make it for you? There you go. We have a whole little thing up there at scubaradio.com, by the way, with the song, a picture of me in a Christmas hat, the whole deal. And we're asking you to share with your dive buddies to give the gift to scuba. You do so, by the way, and you might have a chance to win some really cool stuff that we're going to give away over the next couple weeks. Just post it on your Facebook, Twitter accounts. Share it with friends. Send us a little note that you've done so. And we're going to scour the web. We got our moles. We got our little Santa's helpers out there on the internet that kind of, you know, search some folks out. And we're going to make them pretty happy over the next week or two. So once again, share it right there. It's at scubaradio.com. Now, whether it's scuba lessons or dive trips, you know, it doesn't really matter when you're given the gift of scuba. And Clay from Explore Adventures is with me right now to help drill that point home. Clay, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. That was a pretty cool little jingle you had going there.
You like that, or are you kind of borderline deaf? What's going on there?
Both, okay. Actually.
I'll take whatever we can get then. That's fine. But, yeah, you know, the whole idea is giving the gift of scuba. People seem to forget that at this time of year for whatever reason, and they go fight these crowds at the malls and rack their brains trying to figure out what to get the diver or the friend on their list what to get them for Christmas. And I think sometimes that's what our role here is at Scuba Radio, is just to whack them over the head sometimes and remind them of this easy fact that you can just give the gift of scuba, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's nothing better than getting a skill that you can use for most of the rest of your life. And, you know, I mean, most of us have too much stuff anyway. How much stuff do we really need?
You know, that's right. I mean, really, you should be given an experience, which is like scuba diving for life. Or even better yet, how about a live aboard dive vacation? And you might be able to help some folks out with that, you think?
You know, that's an outstanding idea. I can't believe you came up with that.
You know, that's kind of weird, isn't it? How that works when I talk to you, isn't it? They are the official live aboard company of Scuba Radio. And of course, I'm talking about Clay's company, Explore Ventures. And that is the ultimate trip to give anyone, let alone the diver on your list. I mean, even if you're not certified to dive, you can actually get certified on one of these trips while you're diving a week on one of Clay's boats, whether it's in the Turks and Caicos or Saba, St. Kitts, Maldives, Galapagos. But, you know, we got this trip coming up in October 2015, which would be ideal, especially for the diver on your list, because well, once again, it could be a non-diver as well, because we're diving the Turks and Caicos and the diving's pretty easy there, wouldn't you agree, Clay?
You know, it is pretty easy. We generally don't have too much current. The visibility is generally excellent. The wall dives can be done at many different depths, so you know, it's a good place to start diving.
Yes, it is. And we're going to be on board. We've got Catherine from Dive Training Magazine on board. She was a former hand model. I don't know if you know this, by the way, before she started working for Dive Training Magazine. Did you know that about Catherine?
You know, you had mentioned that to me.
Yes, she has many, many skills. And so not only will she maybe share a few stories about her days of being a hand model, she'll actually get into some more constructive presentations on what it takes to get published in a dive magazine like Dive Training, whether it's photos or writing articles and that kind of thing. And not to mention, she's in the Women Diver Hall of Fame. I mean, she's done everything. So she's going to be fun to have on board for sure.
She's going to be a blast. You know, I really enjoyed meeting Catherine at DEMA. And you know, one of the things that she was talking about that really, you know, was exciting to me personally was, you know, how to take a trip and how to take a bunch of photos and then sort of upgrade your memorabilia to the next level, how to publish the photos in a book, how to blog them, organize them in different ways to really make it more than, you know, putting a bunch of photos on Instagram or something like that and sharing
that's
it with
right.
your friends.
Really, which is what we all
level.
Yeah, take it up to the next level, turn it into something that's presentable, something you could turn into maybe a gift for the holiday season or a memorable trip with Explore Adventures. You create a book and give it away the following Christmas or something to your dive buddies that were on the boat with you. But
just to make them green with envy.
Exactly. And that's what we do. Yeah. We, you know, we get on board for the week. We have folks like Catherine from Dive Training. We'll have the Scuba Cowboy playing some music. We'll have our Scuba Radio Mermaids. We'll have Scuba Pro on board with dive gear. But the main thing we do on the trip is do a Scuba Radio broadcast from the deck of the boat. And the whole focus of this entire 2 hours is to give people you know, a little taste of what it's like to be on one of these adventures if they've never been on a liveaboard dive trip before, but also to have the opportunity as a passenger on the boat to just rub it into all their friends back home.
So that's always icing on the cake.
Exactly. And, you know, especially when it's cold back home, if you're from back north, you know, nothing like tightening the screws to your friends back in the cold weather, right?
Very true. One of the neatest things that I always find about going on my boats is that, you know, there's always a few people that have never tried a liveaboard before, and it's interesting to talk to them about why they've never tried it before. They might have traveled land-based to various different destinations around the world, but for some reason, liveaboards were always a you know, the next step or something, a little bit sort of aspire to as a beginning diver. And it's amazing. And then they get on board and say, well, Dan, this is so easy.
It's so easy. Why have we waited so long? Yes, exactly.
Exactly.
You know, and really, that is the point. You know, that's why I've done these things. Clay's actually had me on his boat for like 30 times. I mean, like 30 weeks spread out over the last 10 years. I don't know if you know this, by the way, so I don't know. I probably slit my own throat.
Well, when you add it up that way, it sounds like a pretty hell of a good deal.
It was a great deal. But the point is that you want to be like me. Trust me. You know, if I went back that many times, I'd ought to tell you right there how much fun indeed it really is. All right. Well, Clay, thank you so much. Once again, if you want to get a hold of Explorer Ventures and book one of these trips for yourself or give the ultimate gift to the diver on your list, 1-800-322-3577 or exploreventures.com. All right. Coming up in hour two, I am warning you now. This is one for the record books when it comes to Scuba Radio broadcasts. We are going to premiere the Scuba Radio Christmas play as part of our Scuba Radio Christmas Crab Extravaganza. And this thing is off the charts as far as nuttiness, wackiness. Grab a cocktail, spike that eggnog, kick back and join us for hour two. It's going to be quite an event. I apologize in advance, but know that you're not going to want to miss this. It's all coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That's why it's hot underwater. Yeah, we
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.